Victoria's Black Ferns Sevens are due back home this morning. With gold medals in hand, the team beat France in the final to win 26-12 at the Tokyo Olympics. But it's not just their stunning game that's won plaudits, it's also some of their media interviews. Absolutely fantastic, you've got to say. Here's player Ruby Tui talking to the BBC after the quarterfinal against the Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah, the Russia, they are very cool people, man. We get on with them, very lovely people. But on the field, as I said before, they are bloody tough. They're a tough, tough team. And to be honest, they weren't at the last Olympics, so this is huge for them. Massive congratulations to Russia. Thank you so much. But I don't want to say the score made it look easy, but it was not easy. Don't be fooled. That was not an easy game. Lots of running. My GPS just blew up. That's how hard it was. So, lots of respect for Russia.
Listen, thank you so much, Ruby. I've been told you have to go because I think the rain's coming. We'll see you tomorrow.
What rain? Bring on the thunder. We're at the Olympics. Let's be happy. Let's compete safely and peacefully. Peace and love. Love you, guys.
Some absolute gold there from Ruby Tui. Now, I spoke earlier to Captain Sarah Hirani, who said the team is certainly full of personality.
We've got so many characters in our team, and for them to be able to just be themselves, be genuine when they're doing interviews, it's really nice. Like and the amount of exposure that these girls are getting because they are being themselves it's been quite funny for us, really. But we know what they're really like, and I'm just glad the rest of the world gets to see them as well.
And the game of sevens, I think I heard in one of the interviews about some of the struggles other teams have had to get there, but this has really cemented it. Do you think that the game of sevens and as a career option now for young women is something really exciting?
It's 100% a career option. We've been a professional program since 2014. We're centralised in the mountain. It's a pathway, it's an opportunity to go to the Olympics. You get to go to Commonwealth Games, World Cups, World Series, you travel the world, and you can make a living from it now. And for me, it's just such a great opportunity, and I hope that we've at least inspired a few young girls, even boys, who want to pick up the game of sevens, because it's just such an amazing game to play.
Well, it's a reminder, isn't it, that the games were played in great spirit. You could see that through the television, that the respect for the other teams, the other players. But, boy, some big hits. It's pretty tough stuff, isn't it?
That's what I love about sevens. You have to be fast and you have to be fit. But the physical side of the game probably goes a little bit unnoticed. And, there's some pretty big hits out there. And when athletes are flying into each other, it's a pretty awesome way to play the game. And it's all right, I'll happily take what I've got on my eye if I'm taking this gold medal home.
Sarah, for you as captain, it must be especially rewarding, and you talked to afterwards about the recent loss of your mother. This must be a pretty special reflective period for you.
Yeah, it's just for me pretty special to be able to give something nice back to my family after, it has been a hard few months, and I'm sure it will continue for a long time yet. Just the pain that we've felt lately, and to be able to give them, something nice to celebrate has been really awesome. And being able to talk to them through FaceTime and just showing them a gold medal, it was really, really nice to see my dad with a big smile on his face last night. So I can't wait to get home and share it with them in person. And I know my family are really looking forward to having me home as well.
Kia ora, that sounds fantastic. And the journey home, I suppose that you have to do the MIQ, do you, as well, so everyone's in the same boat?
Yep, we're all on a chartered flight back to Christchurch tonight, and we're doing MIQ individually for a couple of weeks, and then hopefully, get out all going well and in the middle of August.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of people around the country wanting to see the gold medals. Did you have a chance to see some of the other teams after the win, the men's side or anybody else, to sort of share in the celebrations?
We haven't actually seen them yet. They're in a hotel around the corner, so we'll see them at the airport on our flight home. But I've seen a few of the rowers, Emma Twigg and people like that. So, being able to share that success with them is amazing, and it's going to be a pretty awesome plane ride home.
And that was Black Ferns Sevens captain Sarah Hirani with a fantastic effort from the team.